like traveling, don't you?
I love traveling. Traveling in the summer, kids in the car. Wait a minute, I don't like traveling.
You did not grow up in Texas, but you got here as quickly as you did. I did grow up in Texas, so that meant a lot of trips to the Alamo.
That's right, and Austin as well. When you go to Central Texas, you know what? It's good to bring some Texans with you.
Maybe I'll go.
Stampede Tour was amazing, man. We went from Austin to San Antonio. Had a good time meeting the fans in Austin, meeting the fans in San Antonio, just interacting with them, you know, loving their support, signing autographs, you know, did a camp with the kids. Just an amazing time.
You yawning now? You tired? You drunk? Here we go, here we go. Breakdown. Hit step. Rip. Nice.
Camp was about safety. We did a camp about tackling, you know, teaching the kids to keep their heads up when they tackle, because safety is a big part of the game nowadays, and we got to make sure that everybody stays safe.
Let's go, big guy. Break down. Go. There you go. Good job, man. Good job.
It was really fun. We got to hang out with them, do some drills and stuff. Did like tackling drills, like buzzing your feet, doing the right hip powers and stuff, so that like you play football the right way. And when you play football the right way, it's all fun.
It means a lot to come back to San Antonio, my hometown, the city that raised me. You know, my love the fans, love the support. Saw my coaches, you know, who coached me growing up. So it's amazing. Oh, Grimes, how was the Stampede Tour, man?
It was pretty good. These kids made my day every day. They were funny. They came with a lot of energy. They wanted to learn. They wanted to work.
How about the fans, man? How about Texas fans, man? You like the fans of Texas?
The fans were crunk. I would thought we were in Houston sometimes. Yeah. They were screaming like we were about to run on the field. So I appreciate the love that they showed in Austin and in San Antonio.
Nice. Short and sweet, baby. Grimes, Demps, you know.
I wonder if Quentin Demps and Jonathan Grimes got rubber Bowie knives like I did when I went to the Alamo.
You got a rubber Bowie knife?
Knives. It was a plural thing. I went many times, so it was always a good trip.
I didn't see one. I was there with my kids a few weeks ago.
Oh,
I gotta get one.
You gotta go back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they have rubber Bowie knives in Birmingham, but they did have SEC Media Days, and it's awesome when John Harris goes to those things, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because John knows college football. He was there representing the Texas Bowl, Advocare Texas Kickoff as well, and he loves to hang out with the college football types. Those guys graduate to become NFL players. Many of them do in the SEC. John had a good time visiting with some folks.
All right, let's start with a few Texans that were drafted, some rookies. Some of the people in Houston may not know a lot about these guys. You covered them for 4, even 5 years in some cases. And one guy I know that you like a lot and has a great story is DJ Reader from Clemson.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you look at the pictures of DJ Reader playing pitcher for Clemson, it's amazing to see a dude that big who throwing a baseball. And he's a super athlete, and, you know, he just happened to grow to 330 pounds and no less athletic than he was when he was throwing fastballs. But the fact that he could pitch at that level and play football at that level is pretty impressive. Some of the stuff he's dealt with, he's learned. He's a smart guy. I think he's going to wind up being a pretty good NFL player.
Yeah, I think he's going to fit really well with the Texans, and the adversity that he went through seems to have worked very well for him. The Texans in the first round went out and got speed. And Andy, there's been a lot of discussion about the receivers they want to draft this year. Laquon Treadwell, he ends up going to the Vikings. Josh Doctson goes to the Washington Redskins. But Will Fuller was the number two wide receiver off the board that the Texans took, traded up a spot to go get him. He's flat out a burner. What do you like about Will Fuller and what do the Texans have in that guy?
Well, when you trade up to get Will Fuller, it means you are trying to get a guy who can take a top off the defense. That's what you – it is for straight speed. It's not for anything, because that was Will Fuller's game. Right? You look at him against Clemson in the driving rain – he had some problems, but when he had a clean field and a single coverage, he's going down the field. And he's beating the guy who's covering him because he's faster than he is. If you are defending him, your safeties have to be looking out for him because he's probably going to run past your cornerback.
Now, a guy that was around college football, it seemed like forever. He ended up moving to wide receiver his last year at Ohio State, and that might have been the one thing that saved his NFL career, and that's Braxton Miller. I know you've seen him a number of times, Andy, at quarterback, at wide receiver. What do the Texans have in Miller out of Ohio State?
That is one of the great mysteries because from an athleticism standpoint, he can do anything. The question is, will he be able to develop as a receiver and be an effective NFL player? We don't know yet because Ohio State really, if you go back and look, did not use him that much last year. And look, when you've got Zeke Elliott, when you've got a bunch of other good players, it's not that easy to find a way to work a guy in who's just learning his position. So it may take a year or so to figure out what they have in Braxton Miller, but athletically, he's got it. He's a smart guy. He should be able to figure it out. Having played quarterback, he should understand the offense very well, should be able to pick up concepts very easily. So it's really up to him. How bad does he want to be a good receiver? Because he's got everything else. So if he decides he's going to do it, I bet he winds up being a pretty good NFL receiver.
I know your thoughts about Brock Osweiler. I know you're not the biggest fan of Brock Osweiler, and there are a lot of people that feel that way about Brock throughout the country. But what is it that is going to – where does he have to have success for that Texans team? Where does that success come from? What do you see with him?
Well, you know, I think when you look at Osweiler, if you believe in him, then you're trusting the coach. The coach has already proven that he can coach guys to throw a forward pass a lot better than you and I can, you know, with the talent that he's had. And Osweiler, to me – is going in a totally different system. I think it's a small sample size, and to me, he's the fourth best quarterback in the division. And now that's Mariota's only played 12 games a rookie, but he does have that experience. And you know, he's certainly going to be a guy that I think, based on where they are at the end of the year, he's going to be the difference on whether or not they're a team that can contend for a Super Bowl or not. I think it's going to come down to that quarterback spot.
Always great to get some expert opinion on what's going on with the Texans, some of these college players. It's fun stuff from SEC Media Days.
You know who else is an expert about social media?
Oh.
DP Sidhu.
She is.
Yes. We've got likes and stuff later in the show, but coming up next,
Dear Drew!